to be top secret like a Shaolin temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching it in an angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with moat for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green, that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my master struck missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new pistol. Strunk a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full face, you'll blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped and choked. Should've told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man.
What's up, geek peeps? This is your boy T.Y. Mobile, bringing you the latest episode of Direct Edition, where you get the latest news and opinion on comic books, video games, anime, and related movies. I'm sitting here with a couple of co-hosts. We got Dirty C. Jeezy.
Live and in color, baby.
Master Jushin.
Ho!
And Mad Wicked.
Hola.
Today we're going over superhero movies with the latest news coming out on Ant-Man, Jonah Hex, Venom, and some other movies. We sat down and we thought, do all of these movies really deserve to be made? And with the release of G.I. Joe Resolute and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra to DVD, we kind of do a comparison between the two. And what's coming up in Marvel Comics is Marvel's upcoming big event is Siege, where Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man are supposed to get back together, and Norman Osborn sets his sights on Asgard. Last but not least, we got Astro Boy. With the recent success of Astro Boy, we take a look at, should more anime movies be made live action, or should they be made CGI? Now, with the superhero movies that's coming out, we got Ant-Man, we got Jonah Hex, we got Venom, and if you don't know anything about them, Ant-Man was a scientists who could talk to ants, more or less. Ant-Man's coming out in theaters. Last thing I heard, Pixar wanted it, make a CGI or something like that, which may be good. Jonah Hex, shit, hell if I know. The only good thing that's coming out of that is Megan Fox going to be a prostitute in there.
And I'll go see it.
Hallelujah.
I'm there.
And Venom, the last thing about Venom, I don't think they're going to have, who was it? It wasn't Tobey Maguire. Who was it that played Venom in Spider-Man 3?
Topher Grace. 70 shows?
Topher Grace. As far as we know, he's not connected to that. But
he was vaporized.
Do any of these movies really need to be made?
I got two words about Ant-Man. Who cares? I mean, Thank you. He'll shrink down to an ant size and talk to ants. Exactly. Nobody cares. Once again, nobody cares. You know, and speaking of Jonah Hex, I mean, can you imagine the higher-ups in the board meeting these guys had who have millions and millions of dollars to work with in D.C.? And they're like, hey, who are we going to make a live-action movie with? And somebody's like, you know, Batman, Superman Returns. Oh, that's a good idea. You know, and who else? You know, oh, Dark Knight. We'll do all this, doing that. You know, then we'll come out with, you know, Wonder Woman cartoons and stuff, and then some dude in the back goes, Jonah Hex? And then they probably looked at him and said, man, if you don't get out of here with all that bullshit, I swear to God, I'm going to... They call security and kick his ass out of the meeting, man. I mean, who is this guy?
He should have done that, but...
In the research I've done, which I wasted approximately 3 minutes and 74 seconds of my life, that I'll never get back, and I researched it, and the guy's a bounty hunter with a messed up face. Exactly. Nobody cares.
What about Venom? You think Venom can carry a movie on his own?
Hell no.
There's a lot of Venom fans out there.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I am a Venom fan. It depends on the story, whether they're going to make it dark like Batman Dark Knight dark, or depends on what level they're going to come at.
As long as they don't mess up his teeth.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they got to make him vicious. Yeah, I mean, they're gonna, he can't be for the kids. Venom can't be for the kids.
That can't be for now. Now, with regards to, say, we're going back to Ant-Man again, haven't they already done that?
Wasn't that like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or something? Wasn't that a giant ass ant in that damn movie? I'm just saying.
You know, you're right. There was a giant ant.
And to Jonah Hex, he just sends the wrong damn message. The man's walking around with a living STD on his face.
Oh, that's just nasty.
I'm just, you know.
She looked clean. Told you not to go down.
Well, let me pose this question to you. If you got to sleep with Megan Fox and your face needed to be messed up, I guarantee everybody in this room is going to think about it at least for a couple minutes. You can sleep with Megan Fox, but your face is going to be messed up. Well, you know, that's not too bad. I can wear a little cosmic surgery or something, you know.
They say, yeah, I would come in, the side of my face would be looking like ramen noodles the next day. I'm like, yeah, slept with that prostitute. Yeah,
everybody be like, Wicked, man, your face is all messed up, man. What's wrong with you, man? I mean, is there anything we can do? Is everything all right? Hey, man, I slept with Megan Fox. Hey, man, way to go. I'd have done the same thing, cuz.
Like, yeah.
And then it'll be like, how was it, man? No. And you'll be the coolest guy ever.
Be like, yeah.
That shit was heaven for about 45 minutes. I was in there. And then after that, about 10 minutes of burning pleasure. Just burn. Just all down my face. Just,
and it's okay. I can live with that.
It was worth it.
But in getting back to making a picture of that dude, no.
Yeah, I'm not. You know.
The guy supposedly shot Stonewall Jackson on accident. The guy killed somebody, and that's why his face got messed up, you know. And he's a bounty hunter. I mean, can you imagine if you're trying to route, get the troops up? You know, I can see it now, the Justice League. Hey, who are we going to need? We need Green Lantern and Hawkman and all these other guys. And there's Jonah Hex. Hey, I'll help out. Hey, bro, just watch the Watchtower.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, we got this.
Thanks, Jonah, for coming out, bud. We got it.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey, Jonah, we got two words for you. Crowd control.
That's it. It's all sorts of trash around the watch. I'm like, this mission is going to take a while. In 1 hour, can you make 90 grilled cheese sandwiches? That's what we need. That's what we need from you, Jonah.
You get up to the watchtower and they hand him a broom. Here you go.
Yeah.
Handle that, cuz.
Yeah.
Handle that.
You got it, man.
Keep your ugly ass in the back.
Yeah, who are they going to bring out? Who are they going to bring out next? The Lone Ranger? To go help them out.
There you go.
So what's out there that should be made instead of these other three? Ant-Man, Jonah Hex, and Venom.
You got a whole plethora of
Venom is a strong maybe.
Yeah.
But Ant-Man and Jonah Hex are definitely a no.
But my problem with Venom is this. Who are you going to fight him against? You know, I mean, if he's going to be like a street vigilante or something, mm-hmm. that would be cool. I would watch it because he'd eat him, you know, and that's cool. And I'm down with that, you know, but... You know, who are you going to really put him up against?
But like Wicked was saying, that they would have to make it, you know, not a PG movie. Because if they're going to go half-ass on it with Venom, then it's not going to be...
Now, if they want to go with a Venom movie, they should go with Carnage as a villain. And that's going to be bloody, and they should live up to it, and that's going to be bloody as hell. Because Carnage was all about killing motherfuckers. I can see my
problem. Well, and so was Venom. But I mean, the thing was is that, you know, is there really a good guy in that movie?
It's the anti-hero. It's the age of the anti-hero.
I know that, but I mean, he's a bad guy anyway. Both of them are bad guys.
Finland's not a bad guy.
You know what they'll do?
He's an anti-hero.
They'll probably throw Toby like a quick meal just to do a cameo, a 10-minute cameo appearance, and whip Venom's ass and put him in jail at the end.
Just have him looking out of the and side.
If that was the case, then they might not. They shouldn't even think about making Venom as a movie.
Yeah, and then if you're gonna
bring in Tobey Maguire at the end, it's just like the whole aspect of the with great responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. How in Spider-Man 3, it was an accident that Uncle Ben got killed. So that throws off Spider-Man's whole reason for being Spider-Man.
But with this being Venom, like me and you spoke a long time ago, with great power comes a great ass whooping. That's how I see it.
Damn right.
They need to go ahead and just make it as hard. They're just going to have to, you know, break the barrier if they do a Venom movie.
If he kills a lot of people and he beats up on Spider-Man, I'll watch it because this would be, you know, I can only imagine little Peter Parker. Hey, man, you better come downtown, you know, Venom tearing the place up. Okay, well, I'll be there. Oh, by the way, Carnage is there too. Well, I think Mary Jane's got some, is cooking spaghetti tonight. I think I'm going to sit this one out. I'll leave that up to New York's finest.
But, yeah, well, like you were saying, Jeezy, if they bring Tobey Maguire into it as Spider-Man, then they might as well not even make him Venom because that's just going to end up being Spider-Man 4, 5, or 6 or whatever it's going to be. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have Venom as the character, as the to run the movie, then running with Venom.
you could bring in at the end like they did with Nick Fury and Iron Man. And just saying, I'm watching you. Keep an eye on that.
That might work. That little 30-second cameo.
A little cameo at the end, that'll work. I'd deal with that.
Like I said, depends on how they write it. And what twist. I mean, look at like how Blade. Like, we know who Blade is. We know about Blade. And, you know, it's almost like they were picking, well, let's do a Blade one. And they made it amazing. I love Blade.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, you ain't got to tell us. Hey, man, you want to turn the other direction.
I love Blade.
You know, in reference to, you know, what T1 Mobile was saying earlier, out of the thousands and thousands of characters these guys got to work with, this is the best you could come up with? I mean, somebody probably got paid some money to think of this. I mean, give me that money. I'll come up with something better. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do.
Hell, instead of Ant-Man, we could have gone with fucking Iron Fist.
Yeah, Iron, cool. Yeah. You know, Power Man and Iron Fist back in the day.
Heroes for Hire
would have been a great thing. Just having a whole bunch of superpower people kicking people's ass in the streets. That's what people want to see. Mm-hmm. Not some dude talking to a bunch of ants.
Jonah Hex? Hell, they could have done a fucking Hawkman.
Hawkman?
Who's scheduled to appear on Smallville.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll go over real well. I'm ecstatic right now about that. A teenager with some wings. That's nice.
And G.I. Joe Resolute came out on DVD November 3rd. I think it dropped the same time as Rise of Cobra, if I'm not mistaken.
Why are we even talking about that in the same breath?
Rise of Cobra was a... I can't even say it with a straight face. That was god off. It would have been a great G.I. Joe movie if it wasn't called G.I. Joe.
I disagree. I think that movie sucked all over the place. I would have been more upset if they would have called it, like, you know, the little Green Army guys that you used to, you know. Jesus, that movie was horrible.
They were more entertaining in toys, in the Toy Story.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So compare with G.I. Joe Resolute.
Great. That is I think every G.I. Joe person who's ever grown up with G.I. Joe, that was like our little animated fantasy. You see people getting killed and maimed and really handled. G.I. Joe Resolute is a beautiful creation of God. Thank you. I just want to take the time out to thank him for G.I. Joe Resolute.
And he was not he never watched G.I. Joe before.
No, he didn't.
Who was the writer of it?
Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis, yeah, that's right. Yeah, sure was.
That was just,
I mean,
by God,
once
phenomenal.
Again, I mean, you know, in leading to another thing, because they could do all kinds of things that the live action couldn't do. You know, like Snake Eyes coming into the island, you know, getting rid of the thing, going and slicing a couple, you know, ninjas up. You know, just
Cobra.
Everything you wanted to see, like Wicked said, I mean, it was a quintessential movie for the fans, but G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra was just crap. I mean,
it wasn't that bad.
It had potential, but the great thing about
horrible, man. What movie were you watching?
Hey,
would you like? Hey, you want to puff pass again?
I'm gonna say this. When they announced Stephen Sommers as director, my expectations already dropped out. Okay,
in a 2-hour fail swoop, he tended to screw up the Baroness.
Okay, I gave you that.
Pulled the gun as Lady J in the sequel,
yeah, or something. You know. Cobra Commander, Rex. Yeah, he messed up Rex.
Rex.
Yeah, and by the way, nice mask, cuz. Not really.
Yeah.
You know, then you even messed up Duke a little bit. I mean, not a little bit, but not bad. But here's the other thing. He screwed up Zartan, one of the coolest dudes.
Oh, my fan god. I was very upset about I can't even fucking talk.
G.I. Joe Resolute, Zartan was handed out ass whoopings with a rocket launcher. In this movie, Rise, I think I saw him kill one guy and a camel.
No, he killed a girl.
Oh, he killed a girl.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, he killed a guy and a camel.
He killed Cover Girl, who was hot as all get out. Jesus. Way to go there, Zartan. Yeah. Way to go there, director. You did a great job. Now go kill yourself.
Thank you. I'd say probably with the whole Rise of Cobra, the good parts were probably maybe 10% of the movie.
And the exosuit, sorry, Wicked. And the exosuit? Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they had.
We could have done without exosuits.
It's like, you know, Snake Eyes was a badass. I'm not a big fan of the lips on the cartoon, you know,
yeah, the
costume.
Yeah, that was.
But,
you talking about?
I can
like
deal with
Snake Eyes' lips.
Okay, man. There's whatever some, you do with snake ass is on your own.
Those are some sexy ass lips.
You know the funniest part? In Rise of Cobra, when they were about to do the whole exosuit highway scene, and they pulled up in that van, Heavy just said, "Snake, stop that Hummer!" Boy, that Snake Eyes just looks so silly. He running after that damn thing. He's like a bad little boy running from an ass whooping.
And if you watch closely, his lips got tighter too. Once he
maybe he was clenching. You know,
maybe he was a little... But yeah, Snake Eyes was cool. Storm Shadow was cool. I don't like the fact that he died.
He'll be back.
He'll be back. Yeah, probably say the ice water froze.
Yeah, you're right. Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes was good. It was a good.
That was the whole great. That was the best part of the whole. Movie exactly, was Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes. And go ahead.
No, I was going to say they were badass little kids, too.
Yes, they
little
sure
kids had the best spike ass in the kitchen.
And here's where they screwed that up. So you mean to tell me Storm Shadow got kicked out of the Ninja Clan for beating up somebody for stealing food? Are you serious? I mean, that's what their big beef is? You stole my ramen noodles. I'm going to kick your ass. Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, you're out of here now. Oh, yeah. I mean, just...
Yeah, it was...
I would have made his ass reset the whole damn table.
Here's another thing. In the whole flashback, you notice how they called them... They just called them Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes.
They still call them...
Kids aren't named that shit when they're like 7 and 8, okay?
Except my kids.
Except for your kid, okay? And Colossus, Warpath, you know, Gibson over here.
Yes, those are good names for kids. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
But, you know, it's like...
Nice good American name.
Yeah. Storm Shadow will be back. They're reviving with the nano machines.
Yeah. I mean, you know, believe it or not, the one part that I did find interesting was they made, you know, the soldiers with that nano stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was a good idea.
You see, that's the one part I didn't like, because that was the crutch of the whole movie. It was responsible for everything that happened. I mean,
it was responsible for the
Destro's
mask.
It was Destro's mask.
And Destro, they screwed up.
So it was a crutch, because it could solve anything.
Well, you know, it's like mayonnaise. You get something wrong, you know, put some mayonnaise on it. It'll be all right.
Hey, you know what? You know how they can fix this shit in the sequel? Just bring in Bazooka and Shipwreck. That shit'll solve everything.
Shipwreck.
Watch.
Shipwreck.
Man, put a T on his name, and that's, you know, a T where the P is, and that's what he is. Shipwreck.
Hey,
Shipwreck.
Is he bringing the parrot with him?
Yeah, can the parrot
bring the damn parrot Polly with him, too?
I think I'll skip out on that movie.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to see
everybody
that.
Else.
I think I have better things to do, like watch my grass grow.
Hey, once they do that, maybe they're lucky they'll reset like they did fucking Batman and everything else.
Yeah, that's a good... Because who they need to bring back the Zartan we know and love.
Uh-huh.
Which is that's kind of out the window since he's posing as the president of the United States. They need to bring in the damn dreadnoughts. They need to bring Major Blood.
Oh yes.
They need to bring in a little bit more fighting power, such as like Spirit, Kamakura,
Quick Kick. Bring it more down instead of making it all about technology. Because I mean, it was about the technology, but it was also about those damn fucking suits.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. I could have done without the accelerators.
I could have done without that, too.
It was a good 5-minute laugh, but, well, you know, after that.
In reiterating what Wicked said, the funny thing, you know, making a joke about, you know, sending Snake Eyes to go stop the thing, you got two guys in these basically Iron Man suits that could run, jump, you know, shoot things, and they couldn't even stop an SUV, but,
They didn't have rocket-powered jet boots.
Yeah, whatever they were.
Probably had rubber skates in them.
But here's my thing. You know, Snake Eyes went out there and pretty much was dodging and doing everything by himself normally.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean,
he actually caught the SUV.
Yeah, he actually caught it. The other ones was missing. I mean, do you know how much public property them guys did well?
You know?
Yeah. They put Snake Eyes in the accelerator suit, all the Cobra be dead.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to put the guy who probably, A, has seen the suit before and, you know, is the best fighting guy or, you know, most athletic guy there, but instead they bring two guys who've never even been in one? Hey, good thinking there.
We're just going to throw them some tips. Spirit, Quick Kick, damn it, bring Jinx in there.
Quick Kick.
Oh, and Chuckles.
No. Big Lob.
Big Lob. Now, they bring in Tunnel Rat, that's cool.
Yes.
Tunnel Rat's cool.
Church
Spirit, Tower. Beachhead. I mean, I want to see Flint. Yeah. I want to see people arguing and getting mad. And please bring Michael Clark Duncan in as Roadblock. I mean, so Heavy Duty was just like,
yes.
Oh, the Crimson Guard. Yes. See?
That's y'all what I'm listening. Saying. Hollywood, are y'all listening?
Yeah, somebody got paid a lot of money for that crap.
And it wasn't us.
And it wasn't me. I could have thought of something better than that. And in fact, it could have been Dev Dumb, Buck Tooth, Cross-Eyed, Retarded, and come up with something better than that.
But you know, here's a good idea. How about you make G.I. Joe Resoluta series already? And
there you go.
Good point.
Yes. I don't care if the DVDs are $50 for 3 episodes.
I will buy that. I will buy that.
Let me think. What are you, pay rent for this week or get G.I. Joe Resolute the series?
Hey, baby.
Hey, they won't foreclose for a couple months.
Get those candles out of the closet.
See, we can run cable from next door.
Yeah.
Big ass extension cord going from the neighbor's house.
Get a Honda generator. Just fucking.
That's what I want to see. I am so hungry for some more Resolute.
In January, Marvel has their new, I don't know if it's in, is it their next event or is it, it can't be their big blockbuster event because they have, it's not summertime.
And that's usually when they,
I think just 4 issues. That's usually when they release it, it's over the summer. That's the blockbuster event. And not only that, but they have 2 other ones that's going along with it.
Well, they might be because they might be actually trying to compete with Blackest Night.
Why, what event is that?
They have Follow the Hulk and Doom War.
A log case.
And Doom War, that's going to be running alongside with it. So I don't think that's a big blockbuster event. But anyways, in January, the next Marvel event is Siege, which is supposed to begin in the start of the fall of Norman Osborn. And technically, from what we hear, it's supposed to bring back the 3 main Avengers that we all know and love.
Marvel's big 3.
Iron Man, Marvel's Holy Trinity. Iron Man, Captain America, not Bucky, and Thor. And from what I hear, they came out saying that it was... this just in. It was a.k.a. Avengers Reassembled.
Oh.
And from what I hear, it's the first time these 3 characters are going to be together as Avengers since the George Perez and Kurt Busiek run.
This was also, if you looked in previews, it was tagged as an event 7 years in the making.
That's the easiest thing to say.
I know, isn't it?
I mean, you,
7 years?
You work in comic books. You can slide a little section here, go back and read somebody else's story, and then take it your own way and say, oh, this was planned 7 years ago.
Siege?
You might have to do a little better than that.
Siege? What are you talking about? They've already done that. Ain't that Steven Seagal movie?
Who was that? Fire down below or some shit?
Yeah, under siege.
Oh, yeah.
Under
right,
siege,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's my question. If it's 7 years in the making, it took somebody 7 years to write that story? I mean, that just...
That shit was garbage.
By the way, who was the writer of this one now, may I ask? Does anybody know this?
Don't say Beelzebub.
I'm afraid to say it.
Go ahead.
Brian Michael Beelzebub.
It's Brian Michael Bendis.
Brian Michael Bendis. Let me tell you about Brian Michael Bendis for all y'all out there.
Can't say amen.
Hey, this is your boy. I know I'm kind of talking a lot, but, this is your boy Dirty C with the dirt. How many times is this dude going to assemble, reassemble, disassemble, Lego symbol, animate... reassemble, break it down. I'm going to break them off into two. Now we're going to have Dark Light Avengers. Testify. We're going to have Street Avengers. We're going to have This Guy Avengers. New. Wolverine Avengers. New Avengers, my bad. They're going to have Re-Avengers. And you know how they're going to end it all? Bring back Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor, where it all started from. That guy is brilliant. I'm telling you. He just duped all you suckers into paying for 7 years on that bullshit. So anybody who bought any of those Avengers series, I'm sorry. You know, you're just going to have to take that one, bro.
Let me be the first to say I've been duped.
Yeah, I bought like maybe 12 issues of the new Avengers.
I didn't start picking up Avengers until after they were disassembled.
No, which time?
That,
there's only been like 30.
No, the first time. No,
Power.
Yeah. Was that the one right before the mutants were all annihilated? Because that's where I stopped.
Wait a minute, the mutants were not. No, I'm just kidding. But Bendis has been all across the board pushing this Siege. They've released teaser images. If you want to see some of the teaser images, go to the spinnerack.blogspot.
Wouldn't be surprised if you saw other things as well.
There was a Cap, Bucky Cap, with Norman Osborn on his knees.
Gun-toting Cap.
The Fall of Asgard, a burning Asgard crashing into a town. And one that I don't understand, Thor getting whooped on by the Dark Avengers.
Yeah, that makes no damn sense whatsoever.
So for a 4-issue series, supposedly it's supposed to be a lot of shit that's going down in there.
They're gonna expand on the pages, or
probably not the pages. They probably get halfway through and then extend it.
Okay. Well, you know what? I can understand that, but don't do an Ultimates 3 where you explain a lot of shit and then in the last issue you've got pages missing and you can't tell what the fuck is going on. Just me.
It's cutting some stuff out.
Because they kept dropping it back, just so he could do this 5-page fold spread that you could just pull out and look at it. And it was a nice spread, but after that, you couldn't tell what the hell was going on.
Well, this one has Spider-Woman in it?
Everything has Spider-Woman in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's Bendis.
It's Bendis.
Oh, yeah. And then they're going to be like Thunderbolts, and then they're going to reissue their costumes, and they're going to be the Dark Avengers, and Does anybody besides me see a reoccurring theme here?
I don't get it.
You mean let's go on an Avengers run and fake everybody into buying all this crap, and then we're going to turn it around and disassemble them, then let that run out, and then we're going to do it again.
Oh, hey, while we're at it, why don't we just kill off like all the mutants except for maybe 12 of them and create like 5 mutant comics?
The mutants aren't dead. They're hiding.
And here's another question. Under the Brian Michael Bendis, you know, great run, I mean, let's look at one character. Let's look at Hawkeye. That dude went from
Hawkeye?
Shooting a...
Beloved.
The Hawkeye is Clint Bullseye?
Barton. Oh, no. I'm talking about he beloved went from Clint being Barton. Being, you know, in all purple shooting bows and arrows to dying, and then coming back as a ninja, and then going back as something else. And now somebody's dressing up like him, who's actually an assassin that was in Daredevil and works for Norman Osborn, who's actually wearing another converted part of Iron Man's armor. And this is just fucking stupid. That's how I think about it.
From the way that he explained it, the way he's writing it, it's supposed to be about the public display of the Avengers. It's he wants to sway the public to his side. That's why they're wearing... Miss Marvel's wearing the old Miss Marvel. Bullseye's dressing up as Hawkeye. He's in the Iron Patriot.
He just doesn't
outfit.
Want him to know that he's got fucking villains running around as heroes, looking like heroes.
Yeah, point blank. Same thing he was doing with the Thunderbolts.
Basically.
Exactly.
Like you were saying.
It's funny because I've heard people mention Jeff Loeb has told the same story from Batman Long Halloween.
Over and over.
Every series that he's written, they say it's the same story. But the same people who say that, for some reason, tend to like the stories that Brian Michael Beelzebub is telling.
So you're either in one camp or in another, huh? You're either in Loeb's camp or Bendis' camp. Oh, wait a minute. They're both on Marvel's payroll now.
Yeah.
I got a theory about Jeff Loeb. I think Jeff Loeb just went to Marvel just to see how much they let him get away with. Because that Ultimates run that he did, Ultimates 3, with Joe Madureira
that drew it.
That's a donkey dick.
Wow.
And I think, and I know Jeff Loeb is a much better writer than that. So I think he just joined the Marvel team to be like, you know what? I'm going to give Wolverine a mullet. You know what? I'm going to make Magneto a girl. You know what? I'm bringing back Ultron. You know, just to see what he can get away with. See if they let him get away with it.
You know what they let him get away with? He made Wolverine, Sabretooth, and all the feral-looking X-Men a species.
Evolutions of dogs.
They're an offshoot of humans.
Brilliant.
Whereas humans were offshoots of apes, they're offshoots of dogs. Let's see. What else has he gotten away with?
The thing that really stumps me is how much are these people getting paid for this? Because I want to know. I mean, because you know, I got my degree in college and stuff like that, and I work hard for a living and stuff. You know, and somebody's making a lot of money for some absolute garbage. I mean, I want to make that kind of money. I mean, you know, why don't they just come to the direct edition and give us a chance to screw it up?
You damn right about that.
Because I think we can do a better job than that.
Sure as hell can.
I know for a fact that we could get all of us together, sit down, you know, go to Hooters, sit around. Me and Master Juicy can drink up a storm, eat some chicken wings. You know, Nate can hit on all the waitresses, and Wicked can, you know, do what he does, and, you know, Twan can sing and dance or whatever, and we can come up with better ideas than this.
And the first one would be to kill Wolverine.
Yeah, and Gambit.
Well, hold on, slow down.
No, I'm killing them both. I'm killing everybody.
Well, damn, dude. You know what? I got a Magneto story. I can write one, too, just everybody like everybody else.
Everybody got a Magneto story.
Everybody else has got a Magneto story. I got a Magneto story.
Anyway, moving on with Astro Boy coming out in theaters, it was a really good movie. Now, that begs the question, should more anime movies be made? Well, that's not the question. I think they should be made, but should they be made as live action or should they be made as CGI? Because what kind of record we got with live action anime movie? We got Fist of the North Star.
Dragon Balls.
We got Dragon Ball Evolution. I'm trying to think of a good one that came out that was live action.
Yeah, so am I.
But Astro Boy was a kick-ass CGI movie. And if they're going to continue on doing like that, then I think they can crack the mold and keep cranking out everything else. Crank out Battle of the Planets.
Thanks for ruining the ambiance. Thanks.
Now, Battle of the Planets is something I'd like to see in a live action. I'd like to see that, because you can do ninja-like type stuff.
Yeah, you can, but will they do it the right way?
Once again, just make your check payable to the direct edition, you know, Mad Wicked, Dirty CGZ, T-Wan Moving, and Master Jushin. You make that check payable, we'll give you something that you fans would love, because we are fans.
This should be liquid gold.
And liquid gold will be sold as a bottle substance on the side.
It'll make your dookie twinkle.
In
answer to that, I think, well, with today's, you know, you can only do so much with certain things, with certain, you know, certain things that start off animated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to try and make them into a movie, let's face it, if you want to go at live action, you can only do so many things with, you know, with so much. Now, if you want to, you know, if you want to make it better, you can then get CGI. So then it comes down to, what's the company really willing to dish out, really, to produce? You know, is it you going to produce a good movie, or are you going to produce a great movie? Or are you going to produce something that's just, you know,
that'll get by?
Silly.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's the cost difference? I mean, is it cheaper than CGI?
Is it cheaper CGI?
Probably not.
It depends on what actors you get to do it. I mean,
the voice, like, probably voice studios talent as well. If you get LucasArts to do a CGI.
I mean, well, let's look at Astro Boy.
$20 billion.
Let's look at Astro. They had a couple of names in there, a few.
Bale, Nicolas Cage. Those are the first two off the top of my head.
Samuel Jackson was in that bitch. He had two lines, but still, he was in it. Let's just say.
And they cranked out a good movie. It was a real good movie. I'd see it again. I mean, there were complaints about the death of his son.
He got vaporized and it wasn't seen. I don't know what anybody's complaining about. I sat there. I was like, damn. But hey. You know,
life goes on.
You know.
You know what I said when he got vaporized? Sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah, well, you know, what can you say after that?
But me, on the other hand, I think that with the Fist of the North Star live action and Dragon Ball Evolution live action, I think they should stick to CGI.
Yeah.
The anime movies are CGI. They can do more with them, and it's not limited to live action budget cost or actors or whichever and whatnot.
On the back end.
I'm curious. They're trying to make a live action Fist of the North Star again?
No. The only one they did.
That was with a pro wrestler named Van Vader, you know, and remember that girl, Downtown Julie Brown from MTV?
Yes.
She was in it.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yes, she was. She was the love interest of, what's his name?
I would have taken it. If it had been me, hey, I want her. Hey, you can have her.
What are you talking about? I thought she was kind of hot. I would have.
More than happily.
Wubble.
I have not
Damn,
heard
dude.
That.
Oh, wow. Hey, what was that, dance party or something she did or something like that? MTV dance party, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Good call on that one, Wicked.
CGI, I mean, they've made some amazing. I mean, like you said, the Astro Boy. Look at Final Fantasy Advent Children.
There you go.
There's some amazing CGI movies. Certain things, keep it CGI. I mean, even look at The Matrix, Reloaded. Just the part that they had to make CGI.
Yeah,
the whole, you know, fight scene with the Smiths and everything. But
the Animatrix.
Hell, the Animatrix, that first scene. Oh, my goodness, that was just fucking phenomenal.
I mean, with what they can do now, they can pull off some amazing things.
A lot better than Wire, you know, putting hangers on, actors on the wires and just dragging them up into the sky.
I know Kung Fu. Show me.
Yeah, you're right. CGI will be, I mean,
stop messing around and hit me.
Especially with the story. Look at the story you want to write that's been written. If it's going to be a phenomenon, you know it's going to be all about special effects, go CGI. You might as well.
I agree with that, too. That's my vote, too.
So stick to CGI with the anime films.
That's a unanimous decision.
That's it.
I agree.
It seems like it. But we're going to go ahead and take off. You've been listening to the Direct Edition. We had Dirty CGZ in the house. He is the mutant master of living organic blue steel. And he remains the only X-Man to ever give the Incredible Hulk and Adebisi. We had Master Jushin over here. Successfully a part of the Star Sapphires, but was expelled when he exclaimed, "The Booty Jedi has a lot of love to give." He still remains the only man to have been in the Star Sapphire. All of them. We had Matt Wicked. Matt Wicked had an internship in Gotham City to take over as the new Batman, but he was denied the job when he put Robin in a rear naked choke.
Back talk to me again, you little brat.
And I'm your boy, T.Y. Mobile. We got to get out of here. I got to help MODOK clean his ears.
Good luck with that.